The Julie Lamb Band will be coming to Masterton's King Street Live venue on the 20th of November. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Here's me, Lucy Cooper, in conversation with Julie Lamb, talking about how she came to music.
Crikey. I am a late starting musician who has her own accounting company, a very, very understanding husband.
And they come in handy.
All his time water skiing. So he doesn't really miss me much. passionate about music.
It's right.
Pretty much full-time occupation, or preoccupation, should I call it. Yes.
It's a good way of describing it. So you say you're a latecomer to the music scene. I mean, how late, and how did that come about?
What happened was I was living in Australia back in the early 80s, and I was living in a house full of musicians. It was the most incredible time. And they used to jam a lot. And I went running downstairs when I was quite young and naive about these things and thought people didn't mind you doing this sort of thing. I went racing into the music room and because I could hear this lyric going over this riff they were doing. I was like, oh my God, I've got this lyric. And I started singing it and the bass player stopped playing and he looked at me with a cutting glance. And he said, oh, just stop until we've set up. And I went, oh. And I didn't sing for 10 years.
Wow.
Because I was so sensitive, a little sensitive little soul. Also, at that time I was very corporate as well, and I was trying to make my way up many corporate ladders and succeeding at that. So I was working for a company called Imagineering, which I believe is no more. So it put me off.
Yeah,
so
I can imagine.
I came back to it over here, but I joined a choir, which got me back into it and realised very quickly that actually it wasn't quite what I wanted to be doing.
In terms of the style of music or just that kind of choir setup, what was...
I'm a performer. You know, I love performing. It's that adrenaline kick and the ability to actually interact with an audience and the ability to make a bit of a dick of yourself, actually. and then to be able to actually to be able to hold together this fabulous band that I have and this fabulous choral outfit that I also have, 10DD, just how blessed am I, you know? And so to be able to do all of that stuff and still, I don't know, there's just something about performing. Mm. So for me, the choral, I'm a writer. You know, I love the arranging and I love the writing, but the choral, someone else's choral works weren't quite me. I love Mozart though. Singing Mozart is just unbelievable. You know, he's so clever. So clever. Yeah. So, got me started.
So you had this 10-year break between rushing in a bit prematurely into a bit of a jamming session. And you've got the corporate lifestyle and life alongside that. Do I understand it that now you've got an equal emphasis on your accountancy business and your music, or does one predominate?
I think, saying it before, you know, the preoccupation is definitely music. But, you know, I love accounting. I love doing that as well, you know, and I've got just the best clients in the world, you know, they're just amazing. I've got some incredible musicians on my books. I've got some incredible, I've got some location services people. I've got heaps of public service guys with public services. Sorry, what am I saying? Public relations people. I've got heaps of, you know, just this huge mix of client. And I've got 6 delightful staff who, you know, carry me when I need carrying. Drop me in it when I need dropping in it. But, you know, they're just fantastic. I've just got a wonder team. So that allows me to work, you know, 9 till 4, 9 till 5, and often a little bit later than that, but then I'll just carry on and keep doing work. So it's 2 full-time jobs, I suppose. And it needs to be, the logistics of it, you know, when you've got an 11-piece band, you sort of do need to be, well organised 6 months out, you know.
You do. I mean, 11-piece band. And I've been listening to the album that you sent me, and man, you're a tight outfit, that's for sure.
And I know.
Yeah, really impressive. And you know, getting to know you now in this interview, it kind of all makes sense that you would sound that good, you know, because I can't imagine you'd let anything else go out of the door.
I'm a bit proud, and I'm a bit possibly overproud at times. I'm not arrogant about it, I think. I'd like to think we're not. But I do think that we do have a good product.
Yes.
I really like our product.
Energy. I mean, 11-piece band. You know, that's some noise that can be created. How do you get to 11? I mean, do you work your way up, or did you always envisage it being this big band kind of feature?
I could never quite work out how to make those fantastic threads without the people. So I'm sure that I could electronically, you know, we could electronically put some MPC work through. I'm sure that we could do horns on keys. I'm sure that we could do all of that. But if I can have all of that, why would I have less than that?
Yes.
So, and quite honestly, the main part of it for me, I love vocal. I love vocal arrangements. I love what you can do with vocals, because vocals can be percussion and they can be guitar and they can be violin. They can be anything you want them to be. And so I have three backing vocalists. And those three are just, they're the linchpin, you know, of most of the music that we put out there. They're the ones that make it different.
And how do you organise that band? I mean, they must have other jobs as well. So you just come together for rehearsal and then go out on the road?
We do the little lamb. We that's a bit twee, but we call it the little lamely and the big lamely. The little lamely is just the four of us who do most of the writing, which is Andrew, Callum, and Dave, and I. And we actually practice reasonably frequently, probably at least once a fortnight, just trying to get new stuff together and trying to change up something that might not be working. You know, because sometimes it just doesn't work live, and if the bass is there, we can just let the others float over the top. Mm-hmm. But the big band tends to come together before gigs,
right?
And we do maybe one to two practices before a gig, because we do enough that it's, we do enough gigs that it's, you know, it doesn't let us get slack. We're still tight, you know.
On the 20th of November, that's right?
Yep.
At what time did the doors open?
Seven.
7, rightio.
But we're starting about 8:30, I think, or 8 or 8:30. Mm.
Can you tell me a bit about the two supporting bands?
Yep, Vaughan is, he's one of my favourite writers in the world. And the other one's John McCleary, who's in the spine. So look at that, how blessed are we. Vaughan, I've come across his magic a few times, introduced actually by a guy called Peter Bailey, who runs a lot of the acoustic shows down in Wellington. Vaughan is one of his favourites, and he does things like he uses a loud hailer. He uses, you know, he's just got a real knack. He's clever with words. He's quite political. He's a little bit, he does slightly different stuff. Also ends up with sometimes almost dubby. Just unbelievable. Simon Sweetman calls him one of the most clever songwriters in New Zealand, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
He's not bringing his band this time. His band includes the lovely Nick Brown, who plays with Eben Sparrow. So Nick is busy at the moment, so it's not the Vaughan band, it's Vaughan solo. And the Spines have been around since the 80s. Their recent claim to fame is that they've just played support for The Fall.
Right.
Who came out from England. So John McCleary's been writing for a long time. He's got about 450 odd songs that he's written that are under his belt. We've recorded three of his songs. One of them on the latest album is A Little Shut Eye. I mean, John and I did a shared gig down in Wellington at the end of July, and it worked really well. I guess because we interpret his songs, we certainly don't do them the same way that he does. So, but the thing is that I love those songs, so I guess there might be enough of a synergy, you know. Yeah. And I hope it is a slightly eclectic night, because it's nice giving people a bit of a mix-up.
You were pushing me. Yeah, you were pushing me. Yeah, you were pushing me.